It's time to pray, America. It's time to pray for change.
We need to see a change. America, America, come back to the place where you were in your beginning days. We need to stand on the firm foundations that our fathers laid. We need to see a change. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us today.
In 1966, the Holy Spirit spoke to Dale Gentry and said these words: "Give me the first hour of your day, and I'll change your life."
My great awakening. What happened to the power of God? Like on Azusa Street, a great awakening. All God's glory on display, a great awakening. We're lost inside the dark. Light our way. Help us to know who you are today. Then nothing stands between us. Love of God, Holy Ghost, lead us.
He responded. And now, over 40 years later, thousands across this nation and around the world pray daily with Dale.
It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. It's coming now, it's coming now. Revival's coming now. Yes, it is, yes, it is. And it's coming now. It's coming now, revival's coming now, yeah. Let nothing stand between us. Love of God, redeem us. Holy Ghost, lead us. We need to see a change.
Now, here's your Hour of Power prayer leader, Dale Gentry.
Well, good Sunday morning, everybody. Good to have you listening in here on VPN Radio on this Memorial Day weekend. Just if you are traveling this weekend, you're going to drive safely, and we're here to pray. Here on the VPN Radio Network, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Praying for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. And we believe that now is the time, as we have so many bad reports coming across the airways, and media has given reports. We believe that God is going to pour out His Holy Spirit in a measure like we have never experienced in America. So we're praying. We're believing God for 1 million people to pray with us, and 1,000 churches, 1,000 cities, and 1,000 prayer leaders. And so we just want to welcome all of you that are listening here on this Memorial Day weekend. Father, we pray right now for prayer broadcast. We pray your will, plan, and purpose be done. In Jesus' name, we come by the blood of Jesus. We come by the name of Jesus, declaring, God, you are our Father, and we are your sons and daughters. And we just declare right now, in the name of Jesus, thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our debts, our sins, as we forgive those who've sinned against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. We have Bishop Tony Miller on with us today. He's going to be sharing during the broadcast, and so we're excited about that. We pray for churches all across America, around the world, that are having church today. We pray for these congregations. We pray for these pastors and church leaders, those that are ministering. We pray for souls to be saved today in Jesus' name. And people to be baptized in the Holy Spirit, lives to be touched and changed. And we just want to say a great big thank you for those of you that are supporting this radio broadcast 24 hours a day. And if you want to do so, you can go to Breakout Prayer Network, bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. Go down to the bottom of the page, and you can double-click there on the Donate button. And you can donate by PayPal or your credit card, debit card, or you can send a check to Breakout Prayer Network. Your gifts are tax deductible. And we are so thankful for those of you that help sponsor this broadcast now in our eighth month of 24 hours. I want to welcome churches all across America. We do have now over 1,000 churches that are represented here on the BPN network, and we're just thankful for that. 1,027. Want to welcome Life Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma. New churches. We got a few new churches. Life Church, Tulsa, Oklahoma. Quail Springs Baptist Church, Edmond, Oklahoma. Maranatha Church, Crosby, Texas. The Rock Church in Zachary, Louisiana. We want to welcome the First Assembly of God Church in Page, Arizona. Faith Assembly of God, Harrison, Arkansas, as well as Celebration Church in Auburn, California. Water of Life, Ontario, California, as well as Christian Worship Center, San Diego, California. I want to welcome Conference Baptist Church in Evergreen, Colorado, and Future and Hope, Delray Beach, Florida, and Trinity Church International in Lake Worth, Florida. We welcome today Christ Fellowship Church, Palm Beach Gardens, Florida, as well as Trinity Baptist Church in Sun City Center, Florida. Want to welcome Abundant Life Fellowship in Lindbro, Kansas, Christian Worship Center, Alexandria, Louisiana. Good to have you listening in today, and may I just say, churches all across America that are praying with us, Cornerstone Church, Pearl, Mississippi, as well as Clearmont Baptist Church, Clearmont, Missouri. We also want to welcome Clinton United Methodist Church in Clinton, New Jersey, and the Mission Church in Wappinger Falls, New York, Yorktown Assembly of God, Yorktown Heights, New York. Big shout out to there. Thank you for being a part of what God is doing here on BPN Radio. We pray for you, whatever is happening in your life, whatever needs you might have. We pray the will, plan, and purpose of God be done in your life. And why don't you just take a few moments while Todd Morgan gives us some background music, just to pray the will of God be done in your life today and members of your family. Would you do that? We do pray for this nation, Lord. As Todd Mooring plays some patriotic music there, America. Lord, we pray for this nation. Lord, there's so many things happening. There's so many evil reports coming across America. And yet we believe that the very principles our nation was founded on are still in motion. We know there's a war on Christianity today, and we speak against that war that's coming against the church upon Christianity today. We're living in an era that we've not seen before. And Lord, help us to know that on BPN Radio, our purpose here is to call people to pray for our nation. And there's many other people that have different assignments, but our assignment here is to gather people to pray for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Lord, would you do it? Would you pour out your spirit? Would you come and heal our nation? Would you come, Lord, and heal our land today? We need you. We need you so desperately to come and heal our nation and heal our land. Would you agree with me right now? Healing for our nation, healing for America. We need you, Lord. Send another spiritual awakening. Send an outpouring of your Holy Ghost. We believe that it's time. We know it's late, but it's not too late. And regardless of the circumstances, you said, if my people which are called by my name will humble themselves and pray and seek my face and turn from their wicked ways, you said you would hear from heaven, forgive their sin, and heal their land. So would you come and heal our land today? In Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen. So here is Wayne Watson to sing Heal Our Land. We set ourselves in agreement with him on this Sunday, Memorial Day weekend. Lord, we set ourselves in agreement with Wayne Watson. Heal our land. Lord, come and heal our nation. Heal our land. In Jesus' name, Lord, we need you. We know that you are our only hope. And so much has changed in the last few years in our land, in our nation. And we just ask, God, that you come and minister. We pray for our president today, Barack Obama. We pray for Vice President Biden today. We pray for the U.S. Congress today. In Jesus' name, our House of Representatives and our Senate. And we pray for the Supreme Court as they prepare to pass down their decision on same-sex marriage. Lord, we pray in Jesus' name for righteousness in our nation. And we repent for the sins of our land. We repent for the sins of our nation. In Jesus' name. Daniel said, "Well, I was repenting of my sins and the sins of my nation." And we repent, O God, today for the sins of our land. Come and heal our nation, we pray. In Jesus' name. Amen and amen. Amen and amen. Well, we're going to have Bishop Tony Miller, who is the pastor of the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, on with us in just a few moments. And this is actually, replaying an interview that I had with him a few weeks ago when he was there celebrating the 25th anniversary of New Harvest Church in Clewiston, Florida, with Pastor Chuck and Karen Pelham, who are there and doing a wonderful work. We've been a part of that church from the beginning, and Bishop Tony Miller and his wife Kathy were the founders of that church. So I did an interview congratulating them and then him sharing some very important things that I felt like we need to repeat here today on this Sunday broadcast on BPN. So before Bishop Tony Miller comes, here is a couple of my great friends, Eric Shaw, Eric Triplett, and Darren Shaw, the Shaw Triplett Project. I'm going to sing one of my favorite songs, "There's No God Like My God." And there is no God like my God. And then we're going to be back with Tony Miller.
Gather earth and sing to the great I am. Prepare the way for him with praises. He forever forever is glorious above his creation, and we magnify the Lord and sing aloud. There is no one like our God. There is no one like our God. He's ever faithful, ever strong. There is no one like our God. Gather earth and sing to the great I am. Prepare the way for him with praises. He forever lives. He forever lives. Glorious above his creation. And left the grave. He leads his people out in song. There is no one like our God. We magnify the Lord and sing. We magnify the
It's a delight to have here on BPN Radio on this Sunday a man who's been a very special part of my life since 1987, Bishop Tony Miller, who pastors The Gate, an incredible church in Oklahoma City. And Bishop Tony Miller is in Clewiston, Florida today, where he is celebrating with New Harvest Church their 25th anniversary, and he and his wife Kathy founded the church 25 years ago, and Gene and I had the privilege of being there from the beginning. So, Bishop Tony Miller, it's a delight to have you on BPN today.
Well, thank you, Brother Dale. It's a great honor to be with you and to share this wonderful occasion together with you. You and Gene were so strategic in the planning and the founding of that church. Your word, your encouragement, your guidance was so instrumental. So it's great to be with you today.
Well, 25 years is an incredible milestone. I do want to congratulate you and your wife, Kathy, on the founding of the church. And, of course, Pastor Chuck and Karen Pelham, who were your successors and who are pastoring the church at this present time. And I know it's a banner day. Tell us a little bit about, I'm going to ask you a little bit about, in a little while, about what's happening at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City, because I know these are exciting days. But let's talk a little bit about the founding of the church 25 years ago there in Clewiston, and maybe just give us a backdrop.
Well, 25, you know, Brother Dale, when it's interesting, as you talked to me about possibly sharing the story, you can remember those days, and some days it seemed like they were difficult days, but they actually were probably the greatest days of our life. When God begins to birth a new season, sometimes we see the birthing from the angle of the mother. That birthing can be painful, it can be difficult, it's strenuous, takes a lot of effort. And obviously, 25 years ago, when we gave birth to New Harvest Church, it was the first church in that region that had ever been multicultural. It was the first church in that region that ever had expressive worship. It was the first non-denominationally affiliated church to be birthed there in over 40 years. So obviously, it came with heavy criticism, speculation. People looked at us. In fact, I shared with Pastor Chuck this week. I said, you know, 25 years ago, there was most people in that city didn't believe we'd be here 25 years later. So it's a testimony to God's grace and God's goodness. But oftentimes when you give birth to something, you know, there's a lot of pain. But the thing that I'm so aware of, Dale, and this is what I know you were so instrumental in, is that, you know, a birthing never happens until the baby decides that the womb can no longer contain it. And I really believe that what happened at New Harvest Church is there was a group of people that had a revelation and desire and a passion for something from God that there was no room for in the context of things that were presently happening. And when we went there, the baby said, this womb has gotten too restrictive, too small, and it pushed its way into a new realm. And I really believe that, God birthed New Harvest Church as an expansion of his kingdom. And today, it is the largest church in that region. It has a Christian school that's affecting people from every sphere of that culture and society. Government officials attend, all the way to mothers and single moms and people that have been through destitute situations. So it's an incredible place, and Chuck and Karen have been incredible leaders to lead the church into its real vision.
Well, I know it's an incredible church, and I've had the privilege of ministering there the past 25 years and have seen the progress. And I know you took it the church to a certain place where you released it into the hands of a couple that has done, as you said, an incredible job leading the church. And then you have, of course, continued, your ministry has continued to expand across America, around the world. And before we go any further, I do believe that there are some people out there that really have a heart to birth a church or pioneer a church. And what would you say to them, those that have a, because I know it's a special gift. There's a lot of people that would love to pioneer or birth a church, but they seemingly can't get it off the ground. Or they just can't, they start, but it does not continue on. So is there a principle or two that you could share?
I think there's a couple of things that I would say to anybody that came to me and said, I want to birth a church. First of all, the obvious stuff, you have to have a word from God, but most everybody that feels like they want to birth one feels like they have a word. But I would encourage people, number one, begin to see if you have a gathering gift. You have to be able to gather people, not just preach or teach to people, because the main thrust of a church planner or somebody who gives birth to something is you have to be able to attract people to the vision that you're trying to communicate and trying to release. So I ask people, you know, what have you done to gather people? Tell me some place that you've been a gatherer, that people have come to you and have been attracted to whatever vision you've done up until this point. So I think, number one, there has to be, you know, an ability to gather people. Number two, I wouldn't birth anything until I knew that I had some kind of entrance into that place, some man of peace. You know, Jesus taught his disciples, when you go into a city, seek and find and look for the man of peace. In other words, somebody that's willing to cooperate with you, somebody that's willing to join hands with you, somebody that welcomes you. He said, if you don't find a man of peace, shake the dust off your feet and go on, and keep going until you find them. So when you go into plant a church, I think there has to be an element of people who feel like they want to cooperate with you. I know in the church plants we're doing today from Destiny Network International, I'm encouraging every young man and young woman who desires to plant that they go to whatever city they feel called to, and before they launch the church, find the people of peace, the people that want to cooperate with their vision. Go settle in that city, begin to develop a small group of what we call a launch team or a core team that can become the nucleus from which God can give the explosion of growth. if you go in and have not found a very, very, very few people in our culture, in particular, can go into a city with no cooperation from other people and get the thing off the ground. So I think those are two big things, Brother Dale.
Yeah.
That people have to have a gathering gift, and they have to find man or person of peace. And then I think thirdly, and the thing that was so beneficial to us, and this is where you and some other key people played a role, is that we had a strong, strong support team who not only prayed for us, but gave us guidance. We related the church outside of ourselves. You know, the tendency for some church plants is they turn themselves inward, become self-guiding and self-directing and never have any external input. And I think everybody that goes to plant a church needs to have external voices that come to help them. God gives credibility and speak into the life of the vision.
Yeah. Those are great principles. And I know from history that in the beginning of New Harvest Church there in Clewiston, there was definitely apostolic oversight. And now I know that you are giving apostolic oversight to churches all across America and around the world. And I would say to any of the people listening out there, you know, if you don't have some apostolic oversight, and you're not a part of a particular denomination, that can be very disconcerting. And so, you know, there may be some people out there that would just like to be a part of the movement that is going on and destiny that you're heading. And you might tell us a little bit about that, and also talk to us about what's happening at the Gate in Oklahoma City. And I've had the privilege of being associated with you since you went to pastor there in the heartland, and still a part of the church. And so God is doing some tremendous things. So talk to me and talk to us about the church, and talk to people about pastors or ministers out there who could be a part of destiny.
I'd be happy to. Let me just say one more thing about Clewiston, and I'll move right on to that. You know, Chuck and Karen Pelham took the church from Kathy and I. After the first 10 years, we planted it, we got it established, and then we turned it. He was with me from the beginning. So when we talk about networking and apostolic networks and things that are happening today, I found out, Brother Dale, that what happens is that many times people get in ministry because they have a heart for God.
Mm-hmm.
But then they get in the work of ministry and find themselves alone.
Yeah.
And most leaders today would have a major breakthrough if they just had a friend.
Mm-hmm.
You taught us years ago, the greatest thing that ever happened in Kath and I's life is that we came and spent time with you and Gene on an annual basis. And you, if I can hear it once, I've heard it 1,000 times, you spell relationship T-I-M-E.
Yeah.
You can't have true relationships. You can't have people that really care for your soul, watch for you, and be able to be authentic in speaking into your life if you never have spent time to build relationship. And it takes time. It's incredible how many pastors. I've had the privilege, Dale, of having 285,000 pastors have been through our training school in 75 nations of the world.
Wow.
But the interesting thing is that when guys get in trouble, they start reaching out for somebody to come help them. But up until that time, they've never had time to build relationships, go spend a day at a round table or a pastor's one day that we do or with anybody.
Mm-hmm.
They never take the time to build that relationship until they get in trouble, and then they wonder why there's no relationships that can help them. So my encouragement to people today is, and I believe in our nation, for those that are listening in America, in our nation, I believe we're quickly moving to the day that if you're not relating to somebody that's a recognized entity, it's going to be more and more difficult.
Yeah.
And it's important for people to get ahead of the curve, begin to build strategic relationships with networks, with whatever way God leads them, even if it's denominationally, but build relationships, not just organizational connection. Build a relationship with those people so that they can help you and help you grow. Paul said that in Ephesians 4:16 that every joint causes the growth of the body till it becomes full stature, full measure, mature. Yeah. So the place of our joining is the greatest potential for growth that we have in our life. If we never get properly joined, we don't grow. And so I encourage guys, listen, I believe there's a movement happening across America. This morning in prayer, the Holy Spirit said to me that I believe there's a divine mandate on my life to be a part of a renaissance that's taking place in this generation. And it's a renaissance of biblical values, and it's a renaissance of Holy Spirit outpouring that I believe is going to be done in the 21st century context. And I'm asking men and women all across America and across the world, but particularly in our culture, in this generation, who have a heart for biblical values and for an outpouring of the Holy Spirit to be in this generation, I believe God is calling us to a movement. I believe that God is stirring hearts. I have a mandate on my life, and I'm calling pastors and leaders and home group leaders and people that desire for us to quit relegating the works of God to the back room or completely out of our biblical consciousness. I'm saying it's time to awaken. It's time to restore the things of God to the people of God, and let's begin to see another great awakening happen in our culture. I'm pumped about it. I believe this is the day and this is the hour we can be a part of it. And I'm privileged here at the Gate Church to see God do incredible things. I mean, we've had hundreds of people born again just this year, and it's not been casual altar calls. It's been very straightforward call to follow Christ. And if you're going to follow Christ, you know, in the Roman world, if you said Jesus is Lord, then what you were saying by default is that Caesar is not Lord. And I believe today when we say Jesus is the Lord of our life, we need to be making announcements to everything else. Nothing else is Lord of my life. He's the Lord of my life. And I see people arising to that call. I see a stirring happening across our nation. And I just believe it's time to do that.
Well, I certainly agree. Let me just ask you, where do you see the church at today in this nation? I know that there are so many things that are happening. There's a lot of shaking going on in our land with the war on Christianity, the rise of Islam. A lot of Christians are being distracted by all of this, but I know that the church has an important role to play. But where do you see the church at this point in time?
I think there's two major things that the church is battling. One is fatigue. I think the cultural wars of our day, because we've not had a clear message as to how to respond, and we've only responded out of church lingo, the cultural wars have wore us out. We're fatigued. People are like, I'm tired of the fight. I'm tired of arguing. Because we really need to find a clear message and a clear response to the issues of our day. Mm-hmm. And the fatigue, I believe, has wore people out, number one. Second thing is, I believe that people are beginning to retreat in fear. Terrorism is just that. It creates a spirit of terror. Mm-hmm. It tries to cause people to be intimidated, fearful. Mm-hmm. And now, whether it's terrorism in our neighborhoods with violence of between races, or whether it's the violence between religious groups, the terror is creating fear. And Dale, when fear takes over the heart of the church, our mission is what's forfeited.
Yeah.
Because the temptation when you become afraid is to withdraw and to hide. And I just believe Daniel said that those that know their God, two things will happen. They will be strong and they will take action. Mm-hmm. And I just believe this is a day for the people of God to ask God for a restoration of their own energy, the same spirit that raised Christ from the dead, to quicken their faith, quicken their energy levels. And we cannot be wore out. If we run out of gas running with the footmen, what will we do when the horses come? That's what Jeremiah said.
Right.
If this battle has wore you out, what will you do when you really fight for nations? And we fight over silly stuff. We fight over whether or not we should have lights in church and smoke rather than fighting for nations.
That's true.
We wear ourselves out fighting over silly stuff.
Yeah.
Being struggling with the footmen when God wants us to be able to conquer the horses. So I just believe God's going to make us strong, and he's going to call a people that won't retreat, but a people that will advance. That's what I believe is the heartbeat of God.
I agree. Tell me.
I'm not afraid the world's going to contaminate us. The greater one lives in me.
Mm-hmm.
The world ought to be afraid that we're coming after it.
Yeah. Well, I certainly agree. I believe it's a wonderful time for the church in this point in history. And tell me a little bit about, while I have you here on the telephone, here on BPN on a Sunday, tell me what's going on at the Gate Church in Oklahoma City. What's happening there?
You know, Dale, at the Gate Church, we've had incredible increase. We grew 34% last year in attendance alone, 27% the year before. God's continuing to increase our influence. He's increasing our impact. Hundreds of young people, college-age kids, are gathering. Last week alone, I had almost 10,000 people that viewed online.
Wow.
From 17 nations of the world. The ability today to touch the world through what you're doing with radio, through media, is incredible. I'm humbled that God would give us this opportunity. You're the one that prophesied. You said from the heartland of America, there's a cry coming. And I just believe that not only was the cry for somebody to respond, but I believe there is the cry of the heart of God mm-hmm. that he's given us an opportunity to give voice to.
Yeah.
You know, when John the Baptist said, I am the voice of one crying in the wilderness, you know, he was saying, I'm not the one doing the crying, I'm just giving voice to it.
Yeah.
The cry was coming out of the heart of God. And God has to have somebody that will give voice to what he's crying for. And I just believe he's given us that opportunity here at the Gate. We're privileged. We've had, you know, we've gone from 170 people in 2006 to 2,500, 3,000 people on a regular basis, and we're just grateful for that.
I know that God's doing some incredible things, and if people want to attend the church, or they want to attend one of your online services, how do they do that?
The church is located at 7700 North Council in Oklahoma City, which is on the northwest quarter, the far northwest side of the city. And our website is thegatechurch.tv, thegatechurch.tv. And they can tune in live, or there's archived messages that are on there every week.
Well,
so they can go to that, or they can go to Vimeo and look for the Gate Church and see it there as well.
Well, I know they would be blessed to come to the Gate or to get any of your sermons. And of course, I've said many times that I believe that you're one of the great preachers in this nation, and you have great revelation. And I'm delighted to be in relationship with you, Tony. And I know that you're reaching out to a lot of pastors, a lot of ministers across America and around the world. And in closing, why don't you just tell us a little bit about Destiny and how churches or individual ministers or anybody listening could become a part of what you're doing, because I know Destiny's doing an incredible thing led by Bishop Tony Miller.
Yeah, thank you, Dale. I have a network of churches that are all across America, and in every region we have regional directors. Our website for that is destinynetwork.org, or if somebody wants to send me an email, just to thegatechurch.tv, I'd happily respond. What we believe is that God is raising up churches that will be in network, and there will be a net that works, because they seriously take relationship as a primary role. They believe that we come together for shared resource, and that's to give information, ways, means, materials that can help people facilitate growth in their own local church. All the stuff that we have, we've begun to give away to all of our churches, whatever things we can, materials we create to try to help pastors. And we believe that God has called us to help people to realize how do they structure their life, their church, their ministry, and how can we help in Aaron and her way, hold up their hands
yeah.
so that they can become the person that God wants them to be. If they're interested, we'd love for them. I do regional empowerment days. I have one coming up just next week in Virginia Beach. That will be next Friday, a regional empowerment day for pastors. We'll do one in Florida. We've got one coming here in Oklahoma City. They're called Pastors One Days. They are incredible days, and I would encourage people, if you're in the region and would like information, please send me an email at thegatechurch.tv or destinynetwork.org.
Okay, that's fantastic, and I trust people will respond to that. In closing, I want you to say a prayer, and here on this wonderful 25th anniversary of the church that you and Kathy founded in Clewiston, Florida. What's going on at the gate? And I know that you are a man of prayer. I know you believe in prayer. It's a delight to have the gate as a part of our 1,000 BPN prayer centers. And I believe in God for 1,000 prayer centers in 1,000 cities with 1,000 prayer leaders praying for revival in America and other spiritual awakening. And I'm so delighted that you're part of the network. So however the Holy Spirit leads you to pray, this is what this broadcast is all about. So you can just pray however the Holy Spirit leads you. We'll join you.
Father, we're just grateful today that you are the God who not only allows dreams to come to pass, but you're the sustainer of everything. In you, things not only exist, but they have their being. So I thank you, Lord, today that you are speaking into the hearts of people, sustaining grace. Lord, I sense the Holy Spirit just saying, sustaining grace is coming to people who've listened today to this broadcast. You will not grow weary in the journey. You will not be worn out. You will not sense the futility of my efforts are making no difference. But I speak to your spirit today that there will be a sustaining grace that will come, a quickening of the Holy Ghost that will come into your heart and into your life. Lord, just as you birthed things 25 years ago in New Harvest Church, I thank you that you are birthing things today in men and women, things they thought they could never do, things they thought they could never say, things in places they thought they could never go. Today, they are being awakened and birthed in their spirit, and I thank you for the manifestation of that promise. Lord, I agree with Brother Dale today for a great awakening across America. We believe that you are stirring the hearts of men and women. I challenge leaders today in prayer that they would rise up to be the men and women of God. And Lord, I pray for all those that need to get connected, they'll get connected at a point of growth and a place of potential, and that they would realize the things that you have put within them. And Lord, I pray for Brother Dale and Gene today as they continue to challenge us to pray, to believe God for a nation. I ask you to keep them strong, keep them healthy, keep them moving forward. Thank you, Lord, for the provision to do what you've called him to do. And I believe for everything to be accomplished that you have purposed to be accomplished. In Jesus' name, amen and amen. Lord, thank you today for Dale Gentry. Amen.
Thank you very much, Bishop Tony Miller. It's been a delight to have you on today. And you guys have a wonderful day there at New Harvest Church, Clewiston, Florida, as you celebrate and enjoy the fruits of what's been happening the past 25 years. And it's been fantastic. God bless you as you lead the gate and the Destiny Network. And delighted to have you as a part of my life. And thanks for being on BPN today.
Thank you, Brother Dale. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, I trust you enjoyed the interview today with Bishop Tony Miller from the Gate Church, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma. And, of course, we've been in a relationship there with Bishop Tony and Kathy Miller for a long, long time, since 1987. That's a long time, isn't it? And so I believe in relationships. I'm going to pray concerning your relationships today. Because I believe that God gives us people to help us fill our boat. He gives us people that have keys to doors that we need open for our lives. And so I'm just believing that God is going to give you open doors today. Open doors in Jesus' name that will cause promotion to come into your life. So I pray for you today here on BPN Radio. I pray that God will set up divine appointments, divine connections for your life today. And so most everything that I'm doing today has these almost 49 years of ministry came as a result of relationships. The Holy Spirit told me after Gene and I had pastored churches for 18 years and started traveling in 1985, 30 years ago, he said, don't go from place to place. He said, go where you have a relationship. And we know that relationships are spelled T-I-M-E. Relationships are spelled T-I-M-E. It just takes time. And it takes a long time to build a relationship, but it can take only a few moments to tear it all down. And so I declare in Jesus' name that God will set up divine appointments, divine connections for you, people that will introduce you or open a door for you. And so I'm thankful today for those people that opened doors for me a long time ago when I started ministering. Kern Choate, who gave me my first invitation, Southside Assembly of God, Wichita Falls, Texas. God called me to preach in June of 1966, and almost immediately he gave me an invitation to come and minister at the youth service there. Opened a door. John Hoker, Burke Burnett, Texas, First Assembly of God Church there, gave me an invitation to preach my first revival. And other men have opened the door for me in 1985. Pastor Larry Lee at Church on the Rock in Rockwall, Texas, opened a door for me. He introduced me to a lot of different pastors and many whom I'm still ministering for today. And Norman Barnes, as I shared yesterday, opened a door for me to minister in England in 1990. So somebody is waiting to help you. I just want to tell you today, somebody is waiting to help you with whatever God has called you to do. So I'm going to pray for you right now. You may say, well, I don't know how I've got these prophetic words, I've got these dreams, I've got these visions, I don't know how I'm going to do it. But God has somebody to open a door for you. I remember in 1992, I received a prophetic word that I would minister at the White House. I didn't know how that was going to happen. But when you get a word, you hear it, and then you see what you have heard, and then you say what you have seen and heard, and then you begin to declare, decree, and walk out. You begin to do what you have said and seen and heard. And so in 1994, during the 24-week revival in Fort Worth, Texas, a lady who was leading prayer, appointed by President Ronald Reagan, leading prayer at the White House, she heard about the prayer revival and came and sat down on the front row. When it was over, she walked up and introduced herself and invited me to the White House. Nita Scoggins, thank you so much for that invitation. And so she opened the door for me to go minister to the White House a couple of occasions. So today I pray for you, those of you that have all these dreams, visions, words from God, prophetic words, all of these things in your heart to do. You don't know how you can do it, but I declare by the name of the Lord, by the name of Jesus, that you can do all things, that nothing is impossible because God is a God of the supernatural. And so he's going to open supernatural doors for you. Those doors will be opened by someone that has the key to open a door for you to the White House or to the nation or wherever it may be, because God is a good God and he's a faithful God. And he wants to promote us. For promotion does not come from the east or the west or the south. Promotion comes from the Lord. So we declare in Jesus' name that promotion is in motion for your life here on this Sunday in 2015. We'd like to invite you pastors or Christians that want to have a prayer group in your church, or it may be on campus, it may be on social media, wherever it may be. If you'd like to be a prayer leader, we believe in God for 1,000 prayer leaders, then you could go to bpnradio.com, bpnradio.com. There's just a short application there that you can submit to us. We can add your name to the growing list of prayer leaders, people that are praying with us. We'll send you a weekly a prayer list that you can agree with others that are praying with you across the land for revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Thank you so very much for being a part of this Sunday's broadcast. And we want you to know that you can join us tomorrow at this time, this same time, or any time here on BPN. Have a wonderful day today, and God bless you for listening. We'll have a special broadcast tomorrow.
You've been listening to BPN Radio with Dale Gentry, your 24-hour internet prayer station. Tell your friends around the world to listen to this hourly broadcast as we pray for a revival in America, another spiritual awakening. Remember, as America goes, so goes the world. BPN Radio is sponsored by you, their loyal listeners and prayer partners. To donate to this network, click on the Donate button on our website at www.bpnradio.com. Remember that your contributions are tax-deductible. Tune in at the same time or any time, day or night, to pray with Dale Gentry.